You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
Day on 93 WIBC. I'm Terry Stacy. Glad you're here with us this morning. And joining us now is Mel McMahon, Mel McMahon's Indiana Originals. Hello, Mel.
Hi, Terry. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, I'm doing pretty well. I cannot believe that it's basically June.
It's basically June. That's right. And listen, let me ask you very quickly. Are you going to vote in person? Are you going to, because Tuesday is the primary day, are you going to vote in person or did you vote absentee? How did you do it?
Well, we just moved. We just got everything transferred, so we will be voting in person.
Okay.
We just got confirmation that everything was changed and we will be, social distancing. We have our masks. We will be voting in person.
I can't believe that this has become such a debate. I voted absentee because I assumed that I was going to be working and would not be able to get back to Hancock County to vote. Mm-hmm. So I just voted absentee. My husband will be in person, but I voted absentee. But there has been such a debate about fraud and in mailing your vote in and all of that stuff. We want to fight about everything these days, don't we?
I was just going to say the same thing. We can start a fight about anything.
I know.
So instead of fighting, let's celebrate.
Okay, let's
talk about something really happy, and that's birthday parties and, graduations and monumental times in our lives. And our guest, Shauna Williams with Once Upon a Party, can help us celebrate all of those. Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning.
It's so exciting to have you on here to talk about your business. I'm absolutely in love with it, and I want everybody to learn what you do, because you are someone that spreads joy for sure. So tell us about Once Upon a Party. What is it?
So originally, Once Upon a Party started out as a children's entertainment goal and oriented business to help lighten the loads of moms and dads putting on their children's events, because I'm sure you know that when you are entertaining guests, you're not really enjoying it. You're working hard to make sure everyone else is happy and having a good time, and especially with birthday parties, making sure all these kids that are running around your home that aren't usually there are not destroying it and having a good time and staying busy. So in 2011, I came up with the idea. I was a teacher for many years and was kind of looking to pivot and go into something else. And I just had the idea. And I originally started out as just going in and providing games and activities, like I said, to help out the parent. And then it kind of evolved into what I do more currently is face painting, balloon twisting, and entertainment services like that.
Wow.
And were you at the state fair last year?
Was at the state fair last year. Yes, we were there.
What a huge opportunity. Yeah. I'm sure so many people have met you and don't even realize it.
People are still calling and saying that, hey, you painted our face at the state fair last year. They're still calling. It was the most fun thing ever.
Here's the thing. Everything's come to a stop. Everything's come to a halt.
Yes.
And we don't know how long it's really going to be. I know we're looking at July 4th as the date that we're back on track here in Indiana, but that doesn't necessarily mean that social distancing is going to go away and face masks or even COVID-19. So how have you had to really quickly adjust to this new world?
So right as this kind of hit us here, we were about to hit our busy season. Spring carnivals, festivals, things like that. 5Ks, we book every year. We have our clients every year. We have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 artists that will work in events. And so I had just booked all of those. And the fear hit me of, I have to pay a lot of money back. And as a very, very small self-employed individual, that money doesn't sit in an account anywhere. It goes out to put the food on the table, to put the roof over our head. So I had that bit of fear that motivated me. And I knew there would be no event that would be booked in the coming, I didn't know it was going to be this long, honestly, and even longer. It wasn't even about making money. I wanted to keep my business alive so that I could still have one when we came out on the other side of this. So one of my original ideas when I started Once Upon a Party was a birthday in a box. It wasn't great success, but a great success, just given the time. People were having birthday parties. They didn't need the birthday delivered to them. But I did a few, and so I had an idea. And so that popped back into my head, and it took off like wildfire. I had no idea that it would be as successful as it has been. And it has even evolved in the few short months I've been doing it.
Oh, that's so great.
I love to hear that.
You figured it out. You figured out how to do it. And you're doing very well. And you didn't have to close down. And you still have the roof over your head. And you've got food on your table. That's so great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's still a shock that it has been successful as it has been.
That's so cool. Mel?
So what else are you doing besides birthday parties? I've seen you've gotten, more innovative, outside of just, kind of that kid focus. What else have you been able to offer?
Well, I'd like to take the credit for being innovative. Thank you for that. But it's the people who come to me with their ideas. Hey, I have someone who needs this. Can you make this? Hey, I have a girlfriend with a birthday. Can you send wine? Hey, my father-in-law doesn't like wine. Can you do coffee? And so every time someone comes to me with an original request, I take it and I say, yes, if I can. And then I started pulling in other local business owners and using their products to make gift baskets for adults. And to be honest, I think that is what is going to sustain after this. Kids' birthday parties are going to continue. The children's birthday in the box, I don't think they're going to be as popular, but my adult gift baskets have kind of taken the lead.
It's wonderful to hear. I mean, that's what being an entrepreneur is all about, right? Being flexible, being innovative, not giving up. And, Sean, I think you're just, the perfect example of an Indiana Originals member. We're trying to create healthier, stronger communities. We're trying to keep those jobs growing. Why is it important to you to be an Indiana Original?
Well, like I said, I am looking to these other business owners. I want to support them in this time and at all times, honestly, but especially now. And I want the same done for me, to have that network. I'm a part of a few local business owning communities, networking communities, and the way we utilize each other's services is phenomenal. And I love seeing local business owners lean on each other like this and supporting each other in that way. And just to say that I'm an Indiana Original and be able to say I am a part of a group with these other successful business owners who have the same goals that I do, it's just nice to have that that reputation and that brand behind it.
Wow. Listen, again, Mel, where can we, first of all, let's do this, because I know a lot of people are thinking right now, how can I get a hold of you or what can I do? Because they've got graduation right around the corner. You got Father's Day. You still have birthdays. So how can people get a hold of you and take a look at what you have to offer?
Absolutely. So it's Once Upon a Party, Indy.com. There's a list of all our services, even the ones we obviously aren't offering face painting right now just due to social distancing. We get a little too close for that, but it has our birthday in a box. It has request forms there. It has all of our contact information, our email, phone number, and all of that. I am happy to answer any questions. Of course, we're on social media with Facebook and Instagram, so we're not hard to find.
Awesome. That is really terrific. Mel?
And of course, you can always find her at IndianaOriginals.com or download our app brought to you by Freedom Foods in Wilkett, Indiana. You can find that on the Google Play Store or in the Apple App Store. Shauna Williams, Once Upon a Party, thank you so much for being our guest today. And thank you for sharing your story and being the poster child for what Indiana Originals is all about.
Really is true. Really is true,
Shauna. Thank you.
Thank you
Thank
very
you for
much.
Having me.
We sure wish you all the success in the world. I hope it just keeps going and going and going. I really do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Once Upon a Party. Mel McMahon, I need to order you a Once Upon a Party. Once Upon a Party
Please.
Party to
yeah,
your door party.
I love party. I love party.
If
you
like,
we can social distance. Maybe you can come sit in my front yard out here in Boone County.
That's it.
I have 2 acres. We can distance plenty.
Mel McMahon, IndianaOriginals.com. Today's top stories are next. 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45. And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.